modernist ادامه بده.
Addressing a gathering at the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting Headquarters, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the New World Order is still in the making and Muslim nations will have a bigger say in regional and international affairs. Ahmadinejad said the hegemonic powers have been losing ground for years and are desperate to find a way out of the current deadlock, even if that means fabricating the news and acting as if they back popular demands.
Capitalism began its freefall 20 years ago. They brought George Bush to power and invented the 9/11 attacks in order to invade our region and give themselves more time. They wanted to rebuild their economies and save Israel. But saving Israel is their top priority, because only in the existence of Israel can they rebuild and save their capitalism.
According to the Iranian official, the old world order is falling apart, but certain powers want to find new opportunities to regain their control over the Middle East.
This is not acceptable. A Western president calls his Middle Eastern counterpart and tells him to leave the office, and something that this is an important event. There is no argument about the popular uprisings. We do respect all these legitimate demands and tell dictators that they must listen to their people and go. But we also tell the West that it's none of your business and you are the one that has to leave the region first.
Also addressing the gathering, the head of the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, Ezatollah Zarghami, said fair-minded people of the world have chosen not to follow regional developments through the eyes of Western media.
The news channels affiliated to the IRIB have many global viewers. People know that if they want to hear reliable news about Iran or the region, they have to watch Iranian TV channels and not those which are affiliated to the West. Iran's strategic position has become an advantage when it comes to competing with Western media. We must take advantage of this opportunity in our international channels.
The IRIB chief, however, warned that Western media are still publishing biased and false news about the region, especially about Iran.
Most of the international news channels have a biased approach towards regional developments. For instance, there are few English-speaking news channels, and they are all at the service of hegemonic powers. But Iran's international channels are poles apart. Their hard news and feature stories are different, interesting, and all-inclusive.
Media blackout in the West has left many followers of the Arab Spring in the dark. The Western media is also at pains explaining why they have stopped reporting on the plight of the Palestinian people.
To be effective and all-inclusive, President Ahmadinejad said the IRIB should make programs that represent the interests and views of everyone in the society. Hamad Nadiri, Press TV, Tehran.